Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Southern Equipment and Parts in Laurel is your go-to spot for all things tractor and heavy equipment. From sales to service and even locating that hard-to-find part, we can handle it all. We even have rentals. For all your tractor and heavy equipment needs, visit Southern Equipment in Laurel or call 601-651-4555.
Pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. Glad you're with us wherever you're tuned in today. Bob Kelly Dima broadcasting from the Southern Bank Core Studios here in Hattiesburg. A disappointing day, as we just all felt sure that Kelly Santer was going to be the pick of the next president, Donald Trump, vice presidential pick. When did you get the word, Kelly, that you had been overlooked?
Oh, by Mr. Trump?
Yes.
I was going to say, because I get that call every day assorted women.
Yeah, but from Mr. Trump.
That I was never the pick. To show you how much respect I get, Bob, what a crowd. No respect.
He never even told you.
No, he didn't even bother to call me and tell me.
I'm shocked.
Well, it's not like he hasn't had other things on his mind, right?
A couple things. Yeah, real close to his mind. Opening segment, sponsor, I lost my train of thought, by Dickie's Barbecue. Great place to take your family for dinner tonight, and then a great place to cater your next event. And speaking of catering, later on in the show, we're going to be telling you about some traditional tailgating opportunities at Southern Miss Football. But first, let's bring sports writer Andrew Abbedy back on the Eagle Hour. Andrew, welcome back. Always glad to have you. So Nico Mazza is drafted in the 8th round. And, of course, the other name everybody's kind of waiting with bated breath to hear about is Dalton McIntyre. Any speculation on when his name may be called?
You know, I think you can do all the speculating you want with the MLB draft. These guys are going to do whatever they want to do. There seems to never be a rhyme or reason to how they do things. I think the first round had a guy who was projected to go in like the 6th or 7th, and he ended up going in the first round. The Southern Miss signee, whose name escapes me at the moment, you know, he wasn't even projected to be drafted. And he goes I think it was the 8th or 6th round. There's no telling what these guys are thinking. It's just, you just kind of wait and see.
Overall,
EJ Layton is who I'm talking about.
Yeah. Overall, though, I mean, just assuming that McIntyre's drafted, and I'd love to see him back, but if he's drafted and leaves, that's just, it is what it is. It's been a pretty light year for the Golden Eagles, man. This has been brutal here lately, but they'll get out kind of light if it ends up with only two.
Yeah, for sure. I think back-to-back years of 4 or more. I think it's like 9 in the last couple years. I saw somewhere it was like 16 pitchers since 2017. I mean, yeah. But I think that'll kind of pick up today. I think you could see, you know, could be just McIntyre, but you could see maybe as many as 4. You never really know what happens in these lower rounds. Yeah, and like I said, you never know what these guys are thinking. And I can tell you for a fact, there are some organizations that there's a type of player they want. They don't know who they want, so they're going to put them in a computer. And if this guy fits the parameters statistically, that's who they're going to draft.
And there have been teams in the past, and I'll bring a couple to mind, the Minnesota Twins, the Kansas City Royals, even though they're in the same division, those organizations seem to really like Southern Miss players. They know what they get, you know, when they're drafting Southern Miss players. But, Andrew, one guy that I think, could have been the most valuable player on this Southern Miss team that nobody's been talking about is Billy Oldham. What do you think that Oldham's chances would be?
You know, it's hard to say. His postseason didn't really help his draft stock, whereas I think, you know, with Nico, that final performance he had, you know, it's safe to say if guys turn in great postseason performances in the NCAA regionals, you know, there's going to be some dollar signs to it. You know, we've seen it in the past. Reed Trimble is probably the best example of that in that Oxford regional a few years ago. But, you know, Billy did not have a great outing in the Knoxville regional. He was his opening game was good in the Sun Belt tournament. But if you remember, in that Sun Belt championship, he wasn't very good either. And, you know, Billy does have some leverage with the fact that he does have another year of eligibility that he can use. So I think that's somewhat of a factor. But I would think Billy, at the very least, will get drafted. I don't know how high, but, you know, maybe it's in his best interest to come back. Sometimes free agent deals are almost, in some cases, better than getting drafted in, like, the 20th round, or almost the same. So, you know, you, like I said, it's a lot of just wait and see.
And if you were a general manager, though, wouldn't you look at his entire body of work rather than just a couple of select outings?
You know, maybe you could argue that you're seeing a higher level of baseball in those postseason games. But, I am by no means a general manager. I would not even compare myself to a scout. But, you know, I'm just kind of going off of the trend of how these guys have rolled the past 2 years. And, you know, the indicators are if these guys deliver on big stages, there's dollar signs to it. It's kind of cut and dry, I know, but that's the trend. That's what some of these organizations tend to do. I kind of get it. But, yeah, I'm inclined to agree with you. I mean, he's definitely proved it on the Division III level. He was, you know, he's got a rubber arm. His secondary and his changeup are ridiculous. I think if, you know, he worked with somebody in an organization to get his arm up to about 94, 95, he'd be one of the tougher pitchers to hit in baseball.
And Southern Miss fans will know today, because I believe all the rest of the rounds are getting announced today as far as who gets drafted. Andrew, you know, you mentioned pitching, and I feel like sometimes there's some kind of back-end bullpen arm that people aren't expecting to be drafted. But as Kelly was saying, it doesn't seem like that is at least in – I mean, it's always in the cards, but it's not at least that expected this time around. And you might have most of your bullpen arms back next year.
For sure, for sure. I think the real thing, if you're Southern Miss right now, is you're holding your breath on your signees. That's probably one of the top things right now. You've already lost one that I don't think was expected to go. I know Graydon Harris, he's from Louisiana, was kind of ranked in the top 500 by, like, Perfect Game. So I think that's more so of your worry. But, again, you never know. There's a lot of instances of guys who may have had injuries and just didn't pitch, but the back end of things, the numbers say they pitch a lot and had good numbers. So, you know, it just kind of depends on what they're looking for and how they do it. Like I said, these guys, you know, you can have all the lists in the world that you want, but they're going to go off of what they want and what they like from the eye test. And, you know, the more interesting thing with the MLB draft, you know, they've kind of figured out mathematically what they like to see with hitters, but with pitchers, it's still kind of an eye test. Do they like a spin rate? Do they like how hard this guy throws? And truthfully, I think how MLB scouts look at pitchers is still kind of an old school way that's not really perfected. So maybe they see something from these back end guys. You know, Chandler Best would be a guy that you know, I think would possibly get scooped up in a scenario like this. So. I think it's just kind of wait and see. And as you guys mentioned, with the 11th round has started, so everybody's on the clock.
And when you look at other teams in the Sun Belt, you guys, you know, Southern Miss has been at the top of the heap for a long time. But when you look at this year's draft, Louisiana getting a lot of play, a lot of their players being taken. South Alabama, who by any litmus test, they didn't have a very good year. A couple of their guys have been drafted so far.
You never know.
Marshall. You know, they've had a player or two taken. So
James Madison,
there you go. But so fingers crossed, and you don't mean that in a bad way, because like I said, if the guys want to play pro ball, you want them to get drafted,
right? But, and yeah. Andrew, the fact that they signed the kid from Butler in the portal, doesn't that kind of indicate that they look for McIntyre to be gone?
You would think so. I also think, you know, you kind of need to shore up the outfield, especially with, you know, so Gillespie was going to be a third baseman before the season started. And, you know, they kind of moved into left field because, you know, you were trying to figure things out with Billy Butler and kind of, you know, left field was really flexible for a minute. I assume you maybe move him back to third base, Davis, that is, and, you know, that leaves you with an open spot in the outfield already. So I think that was kind of a spot you needed. So I think that had a little bit to do with it, especially with the guy from Kentucky. It just gives you options. I think out of all the positions that if they needed portal players, was probably the outfield. I saw fans were upset they weren't signing so many people. It's not necessarily a good thing if you're going in and getting a bunch of portal players. Right. Southern Miss, historically, the past 2 years, does a very good job of keeping its starters. And if my memory serves me correctly, I think outside of guys who have graduated or were drafted, I think Tate Parker and Gabe Brodus were the only starters to kind of leave, and they didn't transfer out.
Yeah. Can you hang on just a minute, Andrew? I want to hold you over if you've got a minute. We'll talk a little football on the other side.
Yeah, and the fact that Brodus has now, air quotes, retired, that would make room then for Gillespie to
which
come
is
in.
Sad because I liked his walkout song.
Retire at age 21. That's pretty good. We'll be back more with Andrew Abbedy, other side of a very short break.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. This segment sponsored by Campus Bookmart and campusbookmart.net. Great place to buy all your Southern Miss apparel. As you get ready for football season, we've got Andrew Abbedy on the phone with us, sports writer Andrew Abbedy. And let's switch gears for a minute, Andrew. Media Day coming up next week. Our guys here will be down there both Tuesday and Wednesday. What do you expect to hear from Will Hall regarding Southern Miss football when they take the stage next week?
Let me lead off by saying I really don't like how the Sun Belt does Media Day.
Me neither.
It's not fun. You know, like you compare to some of the other media days where they kind of give reporters freedom to go talk to players and coaches, and at the very least, you know, you get to do more individual stuff, whereas this, it's they're up on a podium saying the same stuff they've said the entire spring. And frankly, that's kind of what I expect. You never know, based on some, maybe, you know, off of a wacky question somebody might ask, it's kind of why you go, at least to this one. But I got to say, it's probably my least favorite, one of my least favorite things to do in preseason football. But I don't really expect anything too different. I assume somebody will ask coach if he's narrowed down the quarterback battle, and he'll say something along the lines of, you know, we're going to decide it in camp. My Will Hall impression. that's kind of what I expect. Really, you know, the other reason to go is Sun Belt Commissioner Keith Gill kind of gives his state of the conference speech where that's genuinely informative. And you learn about the deals the Sun Belt is working on. And that's another one of the reasons I like to go.
Kelly and I were kind of battering this back and forth last week about number of wins. Kelly predicted 6. Isn't that right, Kelly?
Yes.
I predicted 7. Where does Andrew Abbedy fall in the number of wins that you foresee the Golden Eagles enjoying this fall?
You know, I'm going to say pass. I think it's really hard to tell, especially at this point. And also, let me say, I'm terrible at predicting. 90% of the time, if you hear me say one thing, if you're a better, do the opposite. Truthfully, I don't know. I don't really know what to make of this team. I kind of like what I've seen from the defense. really, you know, I don't know what to make of this offense quite yet, but the same could kind of be said for the Sun Belt, simply because a lot of the teams in the division have new coaches. I don't know what Troy is going to be like. I don't know what South Alabama is going to be like. I don't know what ULM will be like. And that's just to name a few. And the non-conference schedule, which a few years ago would have been kind of filled with some gimme wins, is now you kind of scratch your head. You don't really know what Jacksonville State will be like, especially since they had so many players transfer out. You know, USF is probably a contender for their league. You think Southeastern should be a win. And then, you know, Kentucky is Jekyll and Hyde. 1 minute they look like they might win the SEC, and the next they're struggling with a group of five team. So, again, I don't really know what to make of this schedule. I don't really know what to make of this team yet. And frankly, I kind of need to see more of them in fall camp and scrimmages. Yeah.
What did you predict, Dima? I forgot what you predicted.
I'm going to pass too.
You were really low. As
I was really low. Yeah, you were really low. I'm not comfortable saying it on air.
Yeah.
Right, yet. Just yeah.
So he wants to be in big time radio, but he's not willing to put it out there on the line.
Like Andrew said, we need to see fall camp before we, you know, get any predictions.
Boy, these guys are
going back on my answer, Dima.
Hey,
you can't do that.
Hey, I remember what your prediction was in the press box, Andrew, with when we did it with Glenn. I will refrain. I'll refrain.
Well, Andrew, let me ask
it's
you this:
what I would think
with some of the points that you just made about the turnover in coaches on some of these teams, Look, I know Southern Miss is not going to win the national championship, okay? But I just refuse.
Eagle Post is going to go crazy.
To see. Well, that's just my opinion.
Okay.
And remember, we're bringing all the stuff down, all the bad talk down, or whatever they call it, the smack talk, the two political parties. But with what you said and all the turnover, I just can't see this Southern Miss team being as, shall we say, uncompetitive as a lot of the prognosticators have them being. I just, what am I missing?
I think a lot of it is – so truthfully, I do think their defense is going to be good, and I do think this team has the potential to kind of look like what they did when they won that bowl game a couple years ago. I don't really know what this offense is going to be yet. From what I can kind of tell, Chip Long is kind of setting it up to play to their strengths, but even then, you know, what you think would be their strengths this year – has not been their strengths in the past. And I do think they have a good running back room. I can confidently say that. I don't know what the passing game is going to look like. I don't know what it's going to look like with their quarterbacks. I don't know what it's going to look like with receivers. I think it's safe to say the tight ends will be better than what they were last year. But again, another part of it is it's a lot of new faces on this offensive line, and Will Hall has kind of bet on these younger guys to develop and kind of be their formidable wall that they've needed. But, you know, TBD, I haven't quite seen it yet. And I say the defense should be good. They've looked good in the spring, but a lot of their starters, who I think are all good players, were injured and were recovering. And you'd like to think in theory that makes them deeper. But again, it's a lot of wait and see. I just don't quite know what these guys are going to be. I do think you're right. I think they're going to be competitive, of course. But I don't know. You kind of have to wait and see. You know, this year is a lot similar to when Jay Ladner was on his kind of hot seat, and you know, Jay had to get rid of the coaching staff, bring in new coaches and players, and kind of bet on himself to win. This feels very similar to that situation with Will and the football program.
And for the record,
said it.
Yeah, for the record, Will Hall has announced that Ty Mims and Jaleel Clemens will be the two player representatives. You know, each of the teams take a couple of players with them. And again, Ty Mims and Jaleel Clemens will be representing the Eagles at Media Day next week.
And it kind of just gives you kind of a thematic portion of it, that when was the last time Southern Miss took a quarterback to Media Day, you know? So just pretty incredible that it's...
Well, I can give you an answer to that. Which probably would have been Nick Mullins, but since I've been here, and this goes back to Jay Hobson, I have not seen, I don't think I've seen one quarterback play an entire season.
Yeah, so there
you
go.
Part of that's college football, but still, like, we haven't seen that in the Will Hall era.
That's an interesting point you guys bring up, because when you look at Southern Miss and the way that they have produced players over the years, wide receivers, punters, they have put out a really good share of number of quarterbacks.
I would say that there was a time it was almost like quarterback U here.
Every year it seemed like they were landing on their feet somewhere in the NFL. And to your guys' point, they haven't had any of those guys.
Well, I think, you know, when they signed Tate Rodemaker to come here from Florida State, and I think it just says a lot, you know, a lot of people thought he's the starter. You know, you're bringing in a guy from a Power 5, and you're going into the fall, you feel like he probably has the, you know, the front runner.
But they did that last year.
They did that last year.
They brought in a quarterback from the Power 5.
Right. So
if I could throw my 2 cents, right now, if I was Will Hall, I'd go with Ethan Crawford.
I would too.
Not to Tate Rodemaker, because I think a lot of the stuff we saw was him learning the offense in the spring. But I think because of what Ethan Crawford can do with his legs and with how this offense is looking like it'll be set up, it caters to his strengths better.
I agree.
And that's kind of my 2 cents on that.
And the D1 quarterback that you were talking about, Billy Wiles, is now over in Boone, North Carolina, isn't he, with Appalachian State?
The Mountaineers.
So he keeps going from school to school. The new Jack Abraham.
The new world of college football. Right? Hey, has Jack got any eligibility left, Andrew? You think we could maybe swing him back this way for a year?
Oh, gosh. You never know.
Yes, we've had a Jack Abraham mention, ladies and gentlemen, on the program here. I think he's playing for the Claiborne now, Bob.
Is he really?
Yeah.
The starter out there. Huh? Yeah. No, you're right, man. You look back at some of the quarterbacks that played here. I mean, tremendous. And it's been a while.
And Austin Davis, Nick Mullins. I'm thinking of like
Jeff Kelly. Yeah. You know,
Lee Roberts.
Yeah,
Lee Roberts.
The list goes on and on. And that's, I think, was what the biggest head scratcher with a lot of fans is Will Hall was a quarterback. Right. He was a quarterback guru, right? An offensive guy. And they just haven't found one.
Right. But it goes past him. I mean, it goes back to his predecessor.
Sure.
Never had a quarterback there either. And you can't win without a quarterback, can you, Andrew? You just can't win big without a quarterback.
It's a lot harder. You make it a lot harder for yourself.
Yeah, no question. Hey, Andrew, we always appreciate your input. If you want to come back on next week and give us that actual prediction, we'll be happy to. We know what Dima predicted, but we're going to be nice and not reveal that. He revealed that in front of me, and it ain't good, Andrew.
Well, let's just say
you guys, if he's going to be in radio, he just needs to say it.
There you go, Andrew. Tell him, Andrew. Step up to the plate.
Let's just
swing the bat, Dima.
Let's just say you could count Dima's prediction on four fingers.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Andrew, thanks, buddy. We appreciate you.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me back on,
Andrew.
Andrew Abbott, he does a great job covering Southern Miss. Boy, that was cruel.
I meant to say on one hand.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I had a Joe Biden moment.
No, it's fine.
You know.
The Eagle Hour, thanks to Kelly Sanders, is going to have a major tailgate spot this year. Because Kelly's already arranging it with the Southern Tradition Tailgating Partnership. And we're going to talk to Brad Vickers from that organization next, how you can tailgate all fall long.
And not have to lift a finger to do it.
Which would make it possible for me to tailgate. We'll be back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour right there in the shadow of the rock. Great place to catch every Southern Miss event. And home, Kelly, of the famous 16-ounce PBRs. Ice cold every night.
And you're not the only person that drinks them.
Heck no, man. It's the beer of America, man. What's wrong with you?
I thought it was Hams or Schlitz.
You're one of them foo-foo drinkers, aren't you? Like the European-type beers.
With a little umbrella in it.
Drink a PBR. Be a man. Be a man.
Be regular.
And please don't show me any more Joe Biden clips off the air. That's all I could do to keep them laughing when I came back on. That was unbelievable. Thanks to Andrew Abbott for joining us in the first couple of segments. Want to say hello to a couple of good friends. Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Super Talk Eagle Hour, and our good buddies at Town & Country Cleaners, Hattiesburg's most trusted dry cleaners since 1983, and they offer a variety of services, including Kelly's favorite,
Bulky Betting.
Bulky Betting. They're on Hardy Street. You could call them at 601-264-4920. I want to remind you, too, about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. It's on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or you could tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. All right, football not too far off. The guys will be in New Orleans next week at the Sun Belt Media Day. What a better time to bring on Brad Vickers. Brad is with Southern Tradition Tailgating, a new partner for game day experiences at Southern Miss, where, as I understand this, Brad, someone can contract with your company. You will set up a tailgate for them, set it up, break it down, service it during the afternoon, and you take all the work out of the fun of tailgating. Am I on the right path here?
You are on the right path. That's correct. We take all the hassle out of it. We do everything for you.
Give us a quick rundown of what you guys actually do.
So we start with our standard package, which is a 10 by 20 tent, two tables with tablecloths, five chairs, lights, 32-inch TV, power, dish network, and we come in and set it up. We maintain it throughout the day, and then we take it down after the game. So you can have add-ons, so you can expand your tent size. You can get a bigger TV. You can get more tables, more chairs. You can get a cooler with ice if you want to. So we have a bunch of different add-ons that we do as well.
Now, is this mostly for businesses that want to do this or individuals?
Mostly it's individuals. Now, some businesses do, they'll kind of get a corporate tailgate, I guess, for their company. But the vast majority of our customers are just individuals that want to get together, and they come to all the home games. Maybe they have season tickets, and so they know they're going to be there, and they just don't want the hassle of setting up and taking down their own tailgate.
It's work, Brad. I mean, it's work.
It is a lot of work. Yeah. It's a lot of work.
Now, do you do it per game, or is this something that you can get every home game set up for you?
So our standard package is for the whole season. It's for all six home games, and that starts at $3,500. But we do also offer individual games. So if you're just coming to one game, say homecoming or just a big game that you have penciled in, and that's the only time you're going to be there that year, maybe you live too far off to come to all the games, we do have single game packages as well.
But Kelly Center could set it up for all of us for the entire year if he chose to do that.
Yes, and that's right. The vast majority of our packages that we sell are for the whole season.
We want the big package, Center.
Well, I know, because the standard package comes with two tables, and that would be good enough to put my food, but I don't know where you guys would put yours. But when you talk about servicing it, Brad, your personnel are going to be on hand to do what? Like, I guess if things go wrong with the TV or the generator,
yeah,
or whatever?
Troubleshooting, if something happens to the generator or the TV goes out or just anything. I mean, if something's missing or if you need something extra that day, we provide all of our customers with a number they can just text their tent number to. And they'll just say, this is tent whatever 32, and we're having an issue with our TV. And we'll have somebody on site throughout the day to come check on it and make sure they get you back up and running in a proper fashion.
Also, what needs to be noted here, Brad, is part of the money that people use to buy their packages with goes back to the Southern Miss Athletic Department, yes?
Absolutely, yeah. So that's part of our partnership with Southern Miss Athletics, is having some of the proceeds will go back to the back to the athletic program.
So food and drink, though, whatever you want to drink, whatever you want to eat, you bring yourself, but everything else you guys have got taken care of. Now, I know there's one school up north that they have ice sculptures and they have chandeliers, and
you must wear navy blue.
We service that school too. Any ice sculptures, and we have provided chandeliers, but any ice sculptures, that they've got to go through an ice sculpture company for that. That's not something I'm equipped to
do. Well, do you rent the penny loafers and navy blue blazers for that school?
Okay. We haven't done that yet, but we're willing to if the price is right.
Yeah, but with one of these packages too, Brad, you get like prime tailgate space. Like, you're right right next to the stadium.
You are in the shadows of the stadium. I mean, you are right there at the stadium.
Yeah, that was my next question. Where exactly do you set up your things?
So our dedicated area is right there at Spirit Park, right in front of the stadium, in between the Duff Center and the stadium. And that is designated for us to set up, so we have priority, placement of our tents in that area. We get to set up first. We get to set all of our stuff up before everybody else does. So we get to get that allocated area for our customers.
And I think also there's a spot right next to the, between the Union and the stadium, kind of in that shaded area as well.
There is a dedicated area on the backside of the stadium as well, too. Yes, you are correct.
Yeah.
How did this come about? I mean, what is the genesis of this?
Well, so we've been in business since 2009, and we've been predominantly we're the exclusive provider at Mississippi State, and we're one of several vendors at Ole Miss as well. And we've been operating in those two schools since 2009, and last summer, we started talking with Jeremy McClain about providing our services at Southern Miss, and it's just been a process to work through, but we finally, come to the end of the process where we're going to be able to provide our packages.
So you talked about the add-ons that you can get, and you talked about TV. You could get bigger TVs if you wanted. Brad, what are some of the other buy-ups, if you will?
So the 10 by 20 tent size is the smallest size that we do, but you can add another 10 by 20, or you can go for one of our 20 by 20 pole tents. We also do 20 by 30 pole tents and 20 by 40 pole tents. They're just bigger tents with, they're sturdier. You can get anywhere from a 40-inch TV upgrade all the way up to a 75-inch TV upgrade. We provide coolers with ice. You can expand, the number of chairs or the number of tables with tablecloths that you want. It really just depends on your budget and your crowd size that you have participating in your tailgate.
Man, you got this covered, don't you?
Yeah, I was about to say 75-inch.
Do you find that I would think that it's something that a group of people could go in together. You might have five or six couples, let's say, that all pitch in toward the total cost. Do you see that a lot?
Absolutely. I would say 90 to 95% of our customers, they have multiple people in their groups pitching in, and they'll just, collect the money from all of their friends they're going to be tailgating with them, anywhere from 5 to 10, to some groups have even maybe 20 couples going in, or 20 families, I should say. And they all pitch in to make it very, very affordable, especially if you break it down, by a couple and then by a game. Very affordable to just come in and get the, get all the bells and whistles.
So where do you sign up, Brad? How does this work?
So you can go to www.southerntraditiontailgating.com, and that lists all of our universities that we service, and then you can select the Southern Miss link. And it's got everything listed there, including the locations. It's got the packages. It's got the add-ons. And then from there, there's an order link that you can click, and it will send me an email with your information, the package that you want, the add-ons that you want, and I will send you an invoice. And then from that invoice, you pay the invoice, and you're good to go.
What about the single game purchases?
And then the single game purchases are also on that website, and it just has a little link that says individual games. And you select that link, and it's got a list of four different trailer packages that we offer and four different tent packages that we offer.
Is it possible, though, that the Wednesday before a Saturday game, you could get on the website and that quickly get things ready for that coming Saturday in just a couple days?
Absolutely. I mean, we pride ourselves on being able to get things together pretty quickly, and yes, if somebody got on by Wednesday of that week, we could still service them for that weekend.
All right, Brad, we appreciate it very much. Sounds fun. Sounds like a great way to enjoy tailgating without doing all the work.
Absolutely. Thank you
Brad Vickers, everybody. Southern Tradition Tailgate. Do you tailgate, Dima? Young like you, though, I'm sure you just do the work yourself.
Yeah, I do not tailgate. I've never tailgated, actually, before.
Well, you're working, though,
yeah,
lots of times.
I haven't been to a Southern Miss game as a fan in 4.5 years.
Is that right?
And tailgating to us. Shoot, that's the way to do it if you're going to do it.
Yeah, that's what I used to found I missed the most when I started doing TV sports, was I couldn't be a fan.
Right.
I was actually having to work.
Worrying that the batteries are going to work and that nothing's going to short.
Watching an entire football game through a little black and white.
Remember that you have your SD card.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. I want to thank our guest today, Andrew Abbedy. Always appreciate Andrew's insight. Always a fun conversation. And Brad Vickers, if you're interested in finding out more about that, it is, once again, Southern Tradition Tailgating. You know, Kelly, you and I have been in the media a long time, in business. I always find that interesting when people have those sorts of ideas and put them to work, and they're entrepreneurs, man. I respect that a lot.
And again, we've talked about how coaches and athletic directors now are understanding that it's all about grabbing the entertainment dollar.
Right.
All right, college sports are entertainment. So you have to, you know, and again, we've criticized Southern Miss on some things that they thought they deserved. But when Jeremy McClain, when they approved beer sales in the stadium, and I know some people for religious reasons have a problem with that. I get it. But there are some people that don't, and now they have access to that. And the game day experience, right? They've got the blow-up things for the kids, the jumpy toys and things like that. And now here's just another way that you can, you know, if you're a person of means that can afford that and appreciate that, you get together with seven or eight other couples, you break it down, I don't know, $400 a season.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're right there next to the stadium.
Yeah.
You're covered, so you don't have to worry with the sun. You're right there next to the stadium if you want to come out at halftime and get refreshed, whatever. I mean, it's just another way that Southern Miss is trying to get people to be able to enjoy the game day experience.
Yeah, we ran out of time. I was about to ask them. I realized we were out of time. I just wonder if they do that outside of the state. I'm sure they must, because tailgating and college football is so popular all through the Southeast.
Yeah.
I would think that's a heck of a business.
But, you know, some people, you guys, they take pride in it.
Yeah, I do.
I mean,
take pride in going on Friday and set it all up. And
right,
then
that's right.
Going out there at 6 a.m. on Saturday morning when the game's at 8 o'clock or something.
Getting it decorated just so with the pictures and helmets. And you know,
I was talking to someone the other day. You know, you talk so much about football, especially with such as, you know, the bigger programs out there in college football. You talk so much about it, and you really only get to see them play if you only go to the home games 6 times a year. There's 6 days.
Yeah.
So a lot of people take – a lot of pride in it, you know, which is incredible. When you think about it, like you think about baseball, you know, you have, 65 games in the regular season? I mean, you could see them play all the time. But football is like, man, you only get 6 Saturdays and in your home stadium.
And that's why it should be special.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because you only get those days. And look, you can't guarantee what the weather's going to be. You might be sitting in a downpour.
Yeah.
You know, you might be melting. You might be freezing to death. But, I mean, so the holidays, it's one day out of the year, you know.
And I know we were joking earlier about my prediction and all that stuff, but I really hope we're getting into October and November and you get to walk into Spirit Park and there's hundreds of tailgates there for a big night game. You know, we haven't had that in a while in the Rock, a big night game.
You know, you mentioned Larry Fedora, and it reminded me of I remember one of the years that he was here. It was toward the end of his tenure here, and it was homecoming, and I want to say we were playing East Carolina, but I don't recall that. But I remember all my kids came up here, and we were tailgating in front of the stadium before the tornado blew all the big trees down, Kelly. And I'm going to tell you what, that Southern Miss campus was rocking that day, rocking. It can do that again. You got to win games, bottom line. Got to win games. Fedora had them rolling, top 25 team, thousands of people on the campus not that long ago. It can happen again, you know, if we just get this thing turned around.
But with some of the things that the athletic department is doing, to get people to the stadium and help them enjoy the game experience. But your point is well taken, Bob. It doesn't matter.
And win.
You know, part of the game experience too is cheering for a winner.
Right.
Everybody wants to be part of a winner.
No, that's right.
And the tailgate area that you were talking about, what was the name of the lake, Dima, right out in front? Is it Sweetheart Lake? Or
I think something like that? That's the name the students give it, I think.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's the official name.
That was a great tailgating place all through there.
Yeah, and you'd be able to put your tent there next to it and have a short walk to the stadium.
And the big giant oak trees. It was such a shame when that all got destroyed.
Oh, that was
best they could do with what they had to work with, and they've done a good job. That's a pretty part of the campus, but it's not the same.
And they've tried to replant some of those trees and transplant some trees.
We're not going to be around when they get that big again, Kelly.
Yeah, I agree.
Dima's not going to be around.
I will not be here when
they get that big again. Anyway, I thought that's interesting. Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, I want to remind everybody about our good buddies at Mo Bay Beignet Company, and that's where we had the famous Luke Johnson, Kelly Sander beignet eating showdown. And maybe we can redo that again.
I got obliterated that
day. This is a live look at both of them coming out of there.
Says Joe Biden so aptly said in his interview yesterday. Mo Bay Beignet, 2902 Hardy Street. Everybody ought to really watch that clip with the guy from NBC interviewing Biden. It was hilarious. Yeah, Facebook. Check out their Facebook page. Don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. And let me remind you that the guys here will have the show the rest of the week, and have some family in town. Going to take a few days off. Kelly and Dima will have it. And then you guys are going to New Orleans next week.
Yeah, and speaking of family, Bob, on Friday on the program, Deke Adams is going to be joining us, former Southern Miss defensive tackle, now on the staff at the University of Arkansas. He's going to be on the show with his son, Jordan Adams, who is a member of the California Angels of Anaheim, or the LA Angels. What are they called?
I don't know.
They've changed.
Major leaguer.
Yeah, yeah. Father and son with Southern Miss ties. And, of course, the mom in that family was Alexis. Well, she's Alexis Adams now, but she was Alexis Hall, played basketball for Southern Miss. So, man.
Wow, what a family.
The Southern Miss family. We're going to have them on Friday.
Got lots of good stuff coming the rest of the week. Thanks for joining us each and every day. We really, really do appreciate it. Until next time, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.